Welcome all friends in the Dhamma. This session we will learn how to see ourselves by mindfulness and awareness. First, how to see by mindfulness. What different? Seeing by mindfulness and seeing by awareness. Now, can you just show me how you walk with good mindfulness, walk forwards? Those who stay in between the chair, walk this side, okay? And those who stay in front, walk this side, walk forward, okay? Walk forward, show me, please. And now stop. This is not good enough mindfulness because you not see yourself. When you see yourself, how you see yourself? You will know how good mindfulness by when you have good mindfulness, you got see yourself. And how seeing yourself? Mindfulness will more wake up and see yourself when you have more consciousness, carefulness. So don't turn your eye back. When you walk back and don't turn your eye back, you have more consciousness, more carefulness when something wake up and see yourself. Okay? Now walk back until I tell you stop. Stop. You got something that is mindfulness. See yourself. Because they help you not falling. Something wake up. Okay? We call mindfulness. Who got very good mindfulness seeing himself? Who? The bride. Now you want to know how the bride see himself by mindfulness? And then you understand when you walk, you need your mind see the body. Now close your eye. When you close your eye and walk forward, now close your eye. Walk forward. Walk forward. And stop. You got your mind wake up, see the body. That's right. That is the knower. We can say mindfulness or the knower. When you MMM, you watch. There is the knower, okay, who watch. And when you close your eye and more careful, the knower help you watch and see. Not falling, walking carefully. Close your eye and walk back. 3 steps, please. You got the knower, mind or the mindfulness, see yourself. That's right. So now, open your eye and walk smart. Put 2 wings. You got 2 wings. Are you ready to wake up? When you got awareness on your body, when you walk, it looks like you got mindfulness, see yourself. Walk forward, 4 step, please. And feel like you got 2 wings, like eagle wing, ready to fly, ready to wake up, and stop. You got more mindfulness, see yourself? Okay, good, okay? And walk smart, walk back. Walk back, you got more mindfulness, see yourself, because you got carefulness more and more. Walk back, 4 step, please. Okay? Now, so you know how to wake up, see yourself in daily life, okay? This is seeing by mindfulness, okay? Seeing by awareness, I just tell you in the beginning, smile. Smile, can you see how good smile you got in your heart? Not by eyes, see by your awareness. Smile, then you got awareness. Awareness and see how your heart is, okay? But how to see by awareness? If you not smile, but I just tell you, awareness, it comes from your heart. I want you to learn Then put your two feet together. What happened? You can realize your body stirring a bit. You got awareness from your heart, seeing from your heart. You don't have to watch. You don't have to be mindful, look and watch. But you got relax and smile or relax and aware from your heart, awareness and see. It's seeing from heart, we call intuitive awareness. Okay? This is intuitive awareness. Mindfulness it means your mind never see your body because your mind thinking too much. Then your mind mindful. Your mind mindful, not lost in thought. Your mind become seeing the body. And how to see the body? It look like it come up, maybe come over or come behind. Doesn't matter. Okay? It wake up. Okay? It separate from the body and see the body. Okay? Mind see the body. This is mindfulness. Okay? But your mind mindful, see the body, doesn't mean you free from suffering. You still got suffering. So when you smile, it looks like you see by your awareness from heart. But if you cannot smile, but if you stand still, you can realize something, self-awareness from heart, stirring a bit, that's right. Okay? And what different? Now you stand with 2 feet together. What different if you stand 2 feet, 1 foot apart? More stable. And it's winking only forward, backward a bit. How you know? You know by awareness. And you see by awareness. You don't have to look, you don't have to watch. That's right? Now, how to see by awareness? Okay. Just now, everybody, you just facing this way. You facing this way. Okay, facing this way. And can you side walking in the middle row? Side walking to this side. Side walking. And stop. You got awareness and see. Awareness and see. Awareness and see. Again, the other side. Side walking. You got seeing by awareness. Without thought. Don't have to look, don't have to watch. So, this is we call awareness and see. Awareness is seeing from awareness by heart. When you got awareness and see, all suffering gone, all worry gone. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, if you cannot sleep because you worry a lot, just start walking on in your bedroom. And if you think too much, cannot sleep, just walk back. Okay? Then you might mindful, see yourself free from thought. Okay? So mindfulness, that means mindful. Your mind not mindful, away with thought. Okay? How mindful? Mindful, see the present moment. What you are doing, how you walking, that's right. Now, side walking again. When you got anything attached in your heart, cannot let go, side walking. Now, side walking, there, side walking. You feel good? That's right, stop. Because when you got awareness, all attachment go away. Okay? So now, side walking, awareness, and see by mindfulness. Can you just, you know already, this is mindfulness and see, this is awareness and see. Now I just tell you, next step, seeing clearly. That means both mindfulness, awareness, seeing clearly with mindfulness and see, awareness and see. Just don't think, How to see by mindfulness, how to see by awareness. Just more and more seeing clearly how. Put your wing. And smile. And walk in the stationary foot. You got mindfulness, awareness become full consciousness and sensing, seeing by consciousness. Mindfulness and awareness together become consciousness. Okay? Okay, two wing, this is technique. Because you always walk and your back go down. Two wing, you have wing. Everybody want to be angel or want to fly. Then when I tell two wing, you have this perception. You, everybody like to fly, your perception, okay? Then when I tell you, when you sit meditation, walk in meditation, keep your eye down, but not keep your body down. Your body straight up to wing, but your eye down, okay? You understand? So when your body straight up and just feel two wings, right? Eagle wing. You feel your shoulder open or not? In Thai language, I don't have to say two wings. I just tell you, op pai lai pung. But in English, I don't know how to say op pai lai pung. Okay? Op pai lai pung. In English, two wings better. Okay? So you got mindfulness and awareness together when you got ok phai lai phung, two wings, shoulder open. That's right. And you walk smart. Now walk smart. Walk smart. You got mindfulness, awareness together become consciousness more and more. That's right. And more. Or maybe walk now facing this way now. Just ok phai lai phung, just open your shoulder like you got wing, like eagle wing and walk. You got seeing everywhere, the whole body. You understand now? And now walk back. You got seeing together with mindfulness and awareness. So important. Today you have technique. Now, stop. So, I just tell you, got two wings. Even you sitting meditation, you will feel wake up. Because when you feel, because everybody got perception in the subconscious. When got two wings, you feeling like you want to fly. Okay? This is only technique, okay? But let go, don't imagine. Only wake up, then let go, okay? Now, seeing, you got seeing. So, just seeing. Doesn't matter. With mindfulness, awareness, but standing smart, sitting smart, walking smart. Okay? Mindfulness and awareness will make you smart. Okay? When you smart, you got seeing yourself full consciousness. That's right. And now, somebody wake up a bit. Somebody wake up more, but today everybody will be wake up more. How? When you play sport. When you play sport, now we play squat together. Hit. When you play squat, hit the squat. Your eye look at the opponent, but you hit by awareness. You don't have to look. You got awareness, seeing, and hit. Awareness, seeing, hit. Your eye don't have to look. You got your awareness. That is your spiritual. Wake up. Awareness more and more, it look like your spirit and soul wake up. And you play squat with your spirit and soul. Your eye look at the opponent. Your spirit and soul see the squat. This is how to wake up with mindfulness and awareness Now press quad now. Hit, 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 hit. So movement is good to develop seeing. Movement is good to develop mindfulness and awareness, okay? Or you jogging, now jogging on the stationary foot. It looks like you got seen this person jogging. That's right. This is awareness. Now standing. Can you still keep or maintain awareness, mindfulness, awareness, consciousness still with you when you're running, you got something wake up. But when you're standing, you still can keep or maintain consciousness with you, see yourself? That is the way to enlightenment. Okay? This is the best quality of meditation. That means your consciousness wake up and become one with your body. What is meditation? Meditation is whenever your consciousness and your body become one. So how to make your consciousness and your breathing become one? Just feel your breathing. Can you feel together? You are breathing in. Can you feel? Awareness first. Awareness, then you feel consciousness more and more on the breathing in. Awareness first. Even you not focus, you got already awareness become consciousness with your breathing and see your breathing in and out. That's right. Now, I just tell you in daily life, can you practice breathing meditation in daily life? How? I watch you. I look at things. I look at my job. I look the way I walk. But I feel my breathing all the time. Now you walk. Walk, relax, very relaxed. Can you feel your breathing? And can you see you are breathing by awareness? And walk back. Can you just keep awareness on your body first, feeling relaxed? Then from the body relaxed, can you draw your consciousness come to your breathing? How to draw your consciousness come to your breathing? Feel your breathing on the breathing in and out. Can you feel your breath? If you can feel your breath, you can see your breath. By awareness, this is vipassana. If you have to look and watch your breathing, this is samatha. This is we call concentration. But you must watch from your mind. Watch from your mind, you can see. Now can you watch from your mind, watch in your mouth first? Can you witness your mind, go a bit behind and watch in your mouth? And can you watch from there? You're breathing in, you're breathing out, and more smile, you seem like you don't have to watch, but more smile, your breathing come into your awareness. Your awareness wake up, become awareness and see. So there are two steps. Watch your breathing from your mind is the concentration, the right concentration. But when you put more concentration, the right one, by keep attention on your breathing and awareness, knowing together, feeling together. This we start concentration, so that we stop thinking. Then when we stop thinking, awareness can wake up more and more. And if I tell you, just put two wings, you can feel and see by your awareness more and more. Then from the breathing meditation, in the beginning you watch and see your breathing. But when you awareness and see by your awareness, you're breathing in, awareness and see by your awareness, you're breathing out, you can see you're breathing by awareness, then you can see your mental quality inside, because you see you're breathing by awareness. Okay? You understand? So from samatha shift to vipassana by more awareness. Smile, relax, and just relax from your heart. How to relax from your heart. And from this awareness wake up, then you, before you have watched the breathing, now you got awareness in your breathing already. Now you notice your heart and mental quality. Now go to vipassana. Samatha, we watch and see the breathing only. But when we got awareness, more awareness, and we see by awareness, breathing naturally, oh, too heavy, too head there. Notice, you just stay still. Notice, where? Have you noticed where your mind? Now, have you feel on your feet? Have you noticed you might go on your feet because you feel on your feet? Can you feel on your right shoulder? You might go to your right shoulder. Can you notice? Okay. Can you smile? Now you might go to your heart. Can you notice your heart smile? But when you notice your heart, you got together awareness of your breathing. And then you can notice deep into your awareness. Okay? You understand? That means in the beginning, in the concentration meditation, we watch and see. Okay? But when we want to develop to vipassana, we just more awareness from inside with mind, more awareness with pokpailaipun, or feel like your shoulder got wing and you are ready to fly or to wake up. Then when you got two wings, it feel like you got more wake up, and then you can get awareness of your breathing in your awareness. You can know, you can realize the breathing in your awareness, that's right. When you smile, you can see your breathing in your awareness. You don't have to watch. Then you can notice something else. Okay, you understand? Okay, so in the breathing meditation, 16 steps of breathing meditation, there are four sections. The first four sections, you watch and see the breathing only in an hour long or short. But the second section, we call know your breathing, but watch your sensation. Know how to watch. Notice. Because notice, you can go deeply. Okay? Notice. And when you notice your sensation, then together you aware of your breathing, then you notice, more notice, your mind become more equanimous. Okay? When your mind more equanimous, then you can notice deep into your mind. Even your mind equanimous, but is not 100% equanimous, it still got mind activity. Okay? You can notice desire, anger, or residue in your mind. Desire there, still there. And because you are aware of your breathing, then desire, anger calm down because you are awareness of your breathing. So in the first section, we watch and aware of breathing only. Okay? But in the second section, we aware and see by awareness our breathing, but notice our sensation. Mm-hmm. And the third step, we aware of our breathing, but notice our mind or heart formation. Okay? And the last one, we aware of our breathing, but notice our mental quality in heart. Okay? You understand now? So today I want you to practice awareness and see your breathing by your awareness. By your awareness from your heart, smile, and your body straight up and smart, walk smart. You got awareness or not if you walk smart? If you walk like a burger. Oh, you're not aware of your breathing. But if you walk like a leadership, the president of Australia, the premier of Australia, I don't know how she walk, so, like the leadership. Okay? Or you just wake up like the soldier. You got awareness of breathing automatically. That's right?
Because your body straight up. If your body straight up, your breathing becomes smooth and then you feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. But if your body not straight up, it's tight, mm-hmm. it's not smooth, then it disturbs. Okay? So just straight up and more wake up. Put two wings. Can you see by your awareness the natural breathing? Even you watch me, even you listen to me, and you say, you don't have to watch breathing, I would like you to prove by yourself. You watch me, listen to me, but if you watch me, listen to me with your body straight up. You have awareness of your breathing and watch me together, can you? And how about you awareness of your breathing together and watch your job, can you? And how about you talk to your friend, and you straight up, smart, standing smart. You watch your friend, listen to your friend, and together can you awareness of your breathing together? Yeah. This is the Buddha said, just develop breathing as home in daily life. As home. Don't have to focus. As home. That means stay at home. Stay at home. Breathing as home. Feel breathing as home. Can you awareness of your breathing as home? It's already there, but you just aware a bit, okay? Aware a bit, how to be aware of it. Aware of your body straight up first. Okay? Then you got awareness of your breathing. I tell you, this is Kayakata Sati. Mindfulness immerse throughout the whole body will wake up. Because when your body straight up, and you are got right to be ready to wake up, mindfulness become more over the whole body. We call Kayakata Sati. Oh, now I teach you, today I tell you, I practice 3-in-1. 3-in-1, not coffee, not chocolate, okay? 3-in-1 is breathing meditation, Kayakata Sati, and emptiness or sunyata. I practice whatever method, I must have another two together. Okay? Mindfulness of the rising body, I must have Kayakata Sati and Shunyata together. 3-in-1 for me. Okay? You understand? I might got mindfulness of chanting. Buddho Dhammo Sangho, I relax. Buddho Dhammo Sangho, Sangho Dhammo Buddho, I got Kayakata Sati. More relax, I got Shunyata. Okay? I got 3-in-1. You only one by one. Put all the more support, don't go the more very serious test. Put all the more support, don't go the most too much serious. Okay? You must got 3-in-1. The Buddha said, Kayakata Sati, mindfulness throughout the whole body, immerse throughout the whole body. You will fulfill the four foundation of mindfulness. If you practice four foundation of mindfulness, whatever method. But you don't have Kayakata Sati, you cannot fulfill. Okay? You can read from the sutra. My phrase of the whole body or Kayakata Sati, those who practice more, you can fulfill the four foundations of mindfulness. Okay? And together, when you got emptiness in your heart, you not expect. Now you practice whatever you expect. I want like to go deep into the meditation, same yesterday, same last week. You got expectation. So just practice with emptiness of attachment or whatever expectation. Don't expect anything. Okay? Understand now? Yeah. And now you must sing. By mindfulness, seeing by awareness, and seeing by mindfulness and awareness together. That is, don't worry, you learn already. Seeing by mindfulness, it looks like your mind wake up, see the body. Seeing the awareness by your heart open and see the body. Okay? And then let go. Just let go. Don't think about what is seen by mindfulness, what is seen by awareness. Let go, you have mindfulness and awareness together. Become seeing clearly, okay? So So just let go. What you learn, I learn, I teach you so much. You always, oh, my master, let go. Let go, it become one. You learn whatever, what you don't understand, let go. What you understand, let go. When you let go, it become one. Okay, let go. Okay, let go, smile. You can see your body, your sensation, your heart, your mental quality. When let go, you can see the whole foundation, become one. Okay? And now, okay, more consciousness. More consciousness, huh? Just when you play sport, again, you got seen by awareness. You don't have to look at the ball, but you can got awareness and see how this way. This is awareness and see. And this is your spirit and soul. You play squat with spirit and soul. Your eye look and your spirit and soul help you hit, tap, tap. Okay? You understand? And how about if you exercise? Now exercise this way. Three times. Close your eye and stop. You can realize more consciousness wake up, sensing. You close your eye and your consciousness sensing. How you moving, sensing again. You got sensing by your consciousness. This is, I use the word, seeing by jhana. This consciousness will develop through jhana. Okay? I write a book, one book in Thai. We practice samatha vipassana. What we develop? We develop seeing. First, seeing by mindfulness. Second, seeing by awareness. Third, seeing by letting go. Fourth, seeing by jhana. It looks like when you exercise, you got jhana seeing the body. You don't have to watch, you don't have to be aware, but you got clear awareness, become higher consciousness. This thing will develop to jhana, vipassana jhana. Okay? Why I call jhana? Because when you got jhana, you can see both body and mind, both body and feeling. That's right. Again, move. Can you see both body and feeling? Yeah, you can see both body and feeling. This is jhana. Okay? And more. Now, when you see yourself, both body and feeling, you can see? Yeah? You exercise, you can see? Okay? And then you contemplate this person now, getting old and older, become aging, and one day must die. Okay? Now this person going to old age, aging and death in one day. When you see yourself, then you just contemplate aging and death, aging and death. It becomes wisdom. Then you got seen by wisdom. Okay? Wisdom, seeing yourself, you got accept, understanding that one day you must go to old age and death. And you got letting go. Then the last one is seeing by wisdom. Okay? Or panya yan. Okay? Panya is wisdom. Yan is consciousness. Okay? Okay? So first mindfulness seeing. You know? Close your eye. Second, seeing by awareness, smile and put your wing. Third, just relax, let go, don't worry. See how you doing, how you feeling. This is seeing by letting go. Fourth, just more exercise, play sport. You got higher consciousness, okay, or jhana. And when you got higher consciousness, jhana, seeing yourself, contemplate impermanent. Can you contemplate impermanent? This person going to aging and death one day? Then you got wisdom. Then you got seen by wisdom. And by wisdom seeing, you got enlightenment by wisdom. we cannot get enlightenment by concentration or by meditation. We got enlightenment by wisdom. Okay? With wisdom only can bring you to the enlightenment. So just listen to Dhamma talk to develop more wisdom. So that you can see by your wisdom. Listen, first one, the Buddha said, all being, first thought that life is long, but getting older, when getting older and older, just realize the truth that you realize the truth now, life is not long, you're getting older already. Okay? She's still young, she maybe not realize the truth. Okay? You realize the truth? Life is not long. Not long, not long. You are young, you still enjoy life. Okay? But now when you're getting older, you will realize the truth. Life is not long. This is your wisdom come up. When you can realize the truth, then you got wisdom. This is more contemplation. Life is not long. Life is infinite. Then you got more wisdom. Okay? Second, Lord Buddha said, all being just have a thought that life has security. But actually, can you contemplate? Do you have security in life?
No.
No. You accept no security. Maybe you go walk back home and accident die. Maybe tonight you sleep, tomorrow not wake up, die. Maybe you eat too much and got stuck, die. Maybe you take a shower and then slippery, die. Okay? Die had no security. Okay? You understand? No security. You don't know when you come to you. You don't know, okay? Okay. And when you accept, you got eye of Dhamma. Okay? When you accept, life not long. Life has no security. You got the eye of Dhamma. It cannot say where is the eye of Dhamma. Eye of Dhamma is your wisdom. Okay? It's your wisdom understanding. You don't have to look. You don't have to watch. You got understanding about life. Life is not long. Life has no security. So for those who getting old age, better develop wisdom more and more. Okay? You can sit meditation, but you must develop wisdom in daily life. See things impermanent, life impermanent. Don't try to see life suffering. If you see life suffering, you got negative thinking. Because the Buddha never teach to see life suffering. The Buddha always ask monk, this five aggregate, starting from the body aggregate. Impermanent or permanent? Mm-hmm. Then monk said, impermanent, sir. What impermanent is suffering? That's why. What is suffering? Can you regard it as non-self? You can regard it as self? Cannot, sir. So the Buddha not start to see body suffering. Because you just see body impermanent until your heart accepts. Accept that your body is impermanent, you accept 100%. When you accept 100%, then your heart will say, think impermanent, think suffering. Okay? But if you just, life is suffering, marriage is suffering, better I divorce tomorrow. Okay? Many people ask me, Master, I want to go to become a monk. And how about your family? I think it's suffering. I want to leave. Okay? You don't. If this is your negative thinking, okay? It's not from your heart. You must just see life and family as impermanent first.
Yes.
Until you accept impermanent. Now you not accept impermanent, but you try to think it's suffering. When you try to think it's suffering and no accept about impermanent, okay, then it not the real letting go, okay? You must see impermanent until accept, then you just deny thing impermanent, thing suffering. Okay? So if you not accept impermanent, you just say, Ma, Master, please help me, I want to ordain. I want to become a monk. And how about your wife, your children? Let go them. Let go them. Okay, if you let go them, why? I think it too much suffer, okay? You escape suffering from family, you come to temple, you will realize suffering in the temple, very lonely, you feel suffering also, okay? So, don't escape suffering, but must accept, okay? Accept how? Accept impermanent first. If cannot accept impermanent, and then you say, suffering, that is your thought, but actually your heart still enjoy life, okay? Now you must see impermanent. So what I tell you, wake up.
And how often do we need to see that impermanent?
Like more and more until your heart accept.
So it means anything we keep thinking.
Yeah, not keep thinking. Just see the present moment.
Okay.
Now walking, we're tired, impermanent. Impermanent. Until your heart accept. Okay, or your heart become awareness. Oh, like a baby. Where? Like I'm permanent actually. Okay, aware. Don't think impermanent. See impermanent. Can you see impermanent? Now you getting not beautiful as before. You accept impermanent. Okay. And now you not handsome as before. You accept. See impermanent. Okay. So people don't understand. That's the ineffective. I try to see the bleeding or the rising falling. It look like it's bursting or it rising and disappear. People attach to into meditation. You must focus until when you focus, it will show bursting, the bird bursting, right? The bird is bursting. The Buddha never teaching you to see things bursting. People always ask, how about your rising falling? I keep rising falling, and then my rising falling bursting. The Buddha never teaching you to see bursting. Okay? You make a wrong view. The right view just see impermanent. You understand? Until your heart accept. Okay? So now, listen to the third one. All being, the Buddha say, born and the last is dead. Do you accept? What you looking for or what you got when you die, you cannot take with you. You accept?
Yes.
Okay? So even you accept, you still have a lot of desire to take more and attach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the last sermon, the Buddha said, how about now are you enough? The Buddha said, all being never enough. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Never enough. You say life is not long, or life has no security. Life, the last is dead. But are you enough? I'm not enough. Then you must develop dana, sila, okay, and wisdom, okay? Because you just say I accept, but you still take and not give to people, not offer to people. You still never can express compassion. Then you must develop more goodness in your heart. Then you can realize when you develop more goodness is the real happiness. Then, when you got the true and real happiness, then you can realize better enough. because we have plenty already. If we try to get more and we don't know, we go aging and dead, and it's not safe. But whenever we enough, we got plenty already, we enough. We can realize, we wake up with wisdom. And wake up with wisdom only you can say you enough. If no wisdom, you cannot say you enough. Okay? So now, just I tell you, when I teaching Dhamma to you, your heart listen to me, you know? Your heart listen to me. Okay? So sometimes you practice meditation with a monk, okay? Monk teaching Dhamma to you, that is the way of meditation by listen. I just found out before I also practice meditation with the great master, Long Pu Sim. I was 19 years, 20 years old. Long Pu Sim keep talking Dhamma talk. But I want to do meditation. I just in my mind, stop. I want to keep concentration on my breathing. But last week, I just found somebody sent me Long Pu Sim again. And he talked, and then I just found out. He said, Dhamma talk will draw your attention. If you pay attention to Dhamma talk, it comes from your heart. And then it will help you listen by heart. Then I got, what Long Pu Sim want to practice meditation by heart, not by mind, by heart. Okay? And then you got more attention. So then you can practice meditation by listening to talk, Dhamma talk, any Dhamma talk, but listen by heart. Just follow Dhamma talk. Don't try to make a judgment. Just follow. Life is impermanent. Okay? And let go. So, let go today. Finish. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Come tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
Anybody not come tomorrow?